I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a rural part of northeastern Nigeria last Saturday, armed men riding motorcycles descended on farmers harvesting their fields. The resulting attack left at least 110 people dead and wounded many others. Todd Nettleton is host of Voice of the Martyrs Radio.
There are also believed to have been some people who were kidnapped in the attack, so taken captive. What we don't know for sure is exactly who perpetrated the attack. There are two groups active in that part of Nigeria. One, Boko Haram, which is one we're all at least somewhat familiar with. The other, Islamic State West Africa Province, or ISWAP.
Both of these groups hold heavy animosity towards Christians in Nigeria, often targeting churches and whole villages for violence. Please pray for the families of the victims in this attack and that God would comfort them. And exciting news, our friends at Mission India just launched their biggest ever matching grant for the month of December. This month only, every dollar donated to Mission India's 10-day children's Bible clubs will be doubled up to $490,000.
So if we meet that match total, 980,000 children in India will have the opportunity to attend a children's Bible club next year. So I think that's fantastic. So just under 1 million kids will have the ability to experience Jesus, all because of this 1 month of giving.
That's Eric Morrishead with Mission India. He says because it only costs $1 to send a kid to a 10-day children's Bible club, literally every single dollar makes an eternal difference. Find your place in the story and give to Mission India's Christmas Hope Matching Challenge at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.